Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Temptation Nation, episode 5, Homeward Bound. Welcome, I am your host, Fallon Mercedes. You guys can catch me on Amy's brand new show, Fit to Fat to Fit. I am one of the trainers. Also, catch me online at fitwithfallon.com. We have a full house tonight, so I'm going to have to go around. Right next to me is our beautiful new co-host, Miss McCall Hall. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Where can they find you online?
You can find me on Twitter, on Instagram, at So McCall Hall. That's S-O-O-O-O McCall Hall. M-C-C-A-L-L-H-A-L-L. When sports and pop culture collide.
Nice. And then we have my two favorite co-hosts, of course, Shaka and Chris. Introduce yourselves. Where can they find you online?
Shaka Smith. And you can find me online at Shaka Strong.
As you can see, those biceps.
He had to choke over that, because if you look at the biceps, he just wanted to raise the biceps to cover his mouth.
You want to dab.
Chris Howard, you can find me at Chris Howard Live on Twitter. You can also find me at LegendaryLivingDaily.com and on YouTube at LegendaryLivingTV.com.
Nice. Now we have a full house, but we also have our first special guest. We've never had a guest this season, so everybody, welcome celebrity trainer, Mr. Wes Ferguson.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for having me.
So this means we are just going to taunt you and ask you so many questions about all the celebrities that you train, all your secret tips, and of course, you got to tell us, are you a fan of The Biggest Loser show?
Of course I'm a fan of the show. Although, you know, what's interesting is I didn't quite get into Biggest Loser right away. I was one of those people who maybe was a little judgy as far as, you know, making a spectacle out of it until I started watching it and, like, crying every 5 minutes because someone starts emotional story or you see this transition that people are going through. And so it's definitely a lesson where, you know, don't judge it until you watch a few episodes.
And, you know, it's funny. When I came into the studio, I saw you backstage tonight. I'm like, wait, I know you.
Yes.
Me and you actually saw each other last year at the capital of all gyms in Venice, Gold's Gym. It was for, I guess, the cover of, I think, Muscle and Fitness magazine with Jen, who's one of the trainers on Biggest Loser, and Arnold Schwarzenegger
was there.
He
was, like, talking to the whole crowd. He is so personable. It was going around. And Jen was as well. I mean, don't get me wrong. It was awesome to see her, too. But to see someone like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
And they were all buddy-buddy. And
so
they kind of had
buddy.
This little banter going. And I was like,
very interesting to see that dynamic. And we know he likes, you know. Well,
I was going to say, I don't think she does maid services, though.
Maybe she was just getting some tips, you know. Okay, so let's bring
Just a tip. Okay, sorry.
You are a celebrity trainer. How long have you been in L.A. training? And who do you train?
Well, you know, I've actually been training for a few years now. I used to do something else completely different, but I was in a debilitating car accident I myself had a serious back injury, and I had a trainer who kind of brought me back to life, basically, like brought my strength back and, you know, my mobility and all those things. And I took a little sabbatical. I went to Europe and I was thinking about all this different stuff. I was like, you know what? That's actually what I want to do. That is so rewarding to be able to help people like reach their goals, or to really help people who have been, you know, more seriously injured and things mm-hmm. like that. So I have not only certification in personal training, but I do also have injury prevention training. I have once you kind of start with your certifications, yeah, you're like, what else?
I do rehab. It's amazing when, like you said, you can make somebody come back to life. Now, how did you get into celebrity training? Because not every trainer can train the celebs.
That's true. You know, I guess I was lucky just because previously I had worked for Entertainment Tonight for many years. Mm. So I had worked there doing not only some live events and some things like that, but just working also as a senior editor. So I just met a lot of different people and just kind of know, you know, after you've been in LA for a while, you either know some celebrities or people who know celebrities. So I do have a small cache of not only celebrities that I train, you know, it's not just the celebrities, but certainly that's a nice little
perk.
You know, perk, basically.
Can you name drop any?
Come on, we just need one.
You're so gratuitous.
I mean, there's one I think probably your audience would definitely know. MTV has a show called Awkward. Mm-hmm. Monty Gear is on that show. Mm-hmm. I've worked with him. A big Nickelodeon star that I work with is Melissa Karkashi. She has a... It's actually interesting because I'm not quite the age to watch Nickelodeon. So when I first met her, it was very friendly, and I was like, oh yeah, I guess she's on TV, that's cool. And then when she posted the first picture of us together, like, working out, when you see people like Melissa Karkash fan, and like all these like Twitter handles that are like her fans, and that's their entire identity online, it's like, as the fan of this person or the show, you're like, oh right, you're like really a celebrity.
That's so funny.
It kind of like hits you.
And
you
know? It must be funny to see celebrities in a different light, like, you know, whining and pain. Yes. I don't want to go any further. This hurts.
Oh, yes.
So I will say this. It must be funny to see that side.
There's one celeb who will remain unnamed anymore. But she comes into our studio sometimes, and she is a great worker, but she does sometimes, and a lot of people do this. We, especially when we're, because, you know, we're on the mic and we're shouting at people and we're getting them to go and we're getting them to go hard, and we call it the face. When you call out something where you're like, now take your incline up to 10, and people go... So I have occasionally gotten the face from
that is so funny. But, so it sounds like you teach classes too. Which classes do you teach?
Yeah, I teach at Sweat Garage on Fairfax, which is a treadmill-based program.
Let's all go.
You guys have to come in.
Sweat Garage?
And do a, yes, yeah. Biggest Loser workout.
Sweat it out? Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, nice. We basically, you hop back and forth from treadmill to the floor. You're hitting weights. You're hitting cardio.
My kind of workout.
Yeah, it's hard. It's fast.
That's kind of the thing now, huh? Keeping it moving.
I don't want to oversell it, but it's probably the hardest workout that you can find.
Would you describe it as high
intensity interval training, because you are going from that high intensity heavy state aerobic down then to like a lower level kind of recovery mode where you're hitting weights.
But do you think it's harder than the first workout that we saw today for the first challenge, where the contestants on the show had to, you know, hold up these nets filled with heavy balls, and not only that, the contestants had to like shoot the ball, which they were doing an amazing job. I don't think I saw one shot that didn't go in, but you know, it went up to a couple hundred pounds.
So shooting hoops with 10 pound medicine balls.
But it adds up after a couple.
It looked miserable because they just knew it was going to get worse and worse.
Yeah. So what do you guys think of that type of workout? I know we've been seeing through the episodes different type of workouts. What do you think of this? Was it really a challenge? Do you think the producers are kind of just getting bored and making up workouts? What do you think is going on?
Me personally, I think Rocky IV, they popularized it. He went to Russia. He lifted the logs. You know, he did this stuff. Now everybody's got to do it. And I even think they had a Rocky montage in this when they had the two guys at home. Yeah. And they were going back and forth and it shows the people. Yeah. You need a montage.
Yeah, everybody needs a montage.
Yeah, I thought it was a good workout. You know, really focused on speed, agility, a lot of functional strength. And, you know, functional strength right now is kind of the new age of work. Things are moving. So, yeah, I thought it was a good workout. Just it looked miserable.
So, we see Jen, and she made kind of a strategic choice after the first workout was over. Okay, so let me set it up. Mm. So, two people end up going home for, I think, what was it, a week?
A week.
And again, this is a blessing, but a curse at the same time. Everybody has been on the ranch for, you know, I think it's 2 months now in TV time. And
TV time. That's like dog years.
No,
exactly.
Not long years, but in real time.
Exactly. Yeah. In TV time, it's 2 months. And, you know, they seem like they really, really are missing their families. So to go home, you know, and it's kind of exciting because their family gets to see their progress. They get to see their children. But there's a big temptation because you have all this amazing home food that you're going to have to be around. You have to be in the real world. And as Louis and his brother like to say, their mama's paella is, you know, to die for. So they end up getting chosen to go home, both of the brothers, which is kind of cool because, you know, they kind of both have to keep each other in check or accountable, but they're on opposing teams.
And they only needed one camera.
But just one crew had to go back.
Yeah, one to fly out
it might have been a little easier for them, actually, to go together. Had it been two people in two completely separate
situations. Bob Harper
situations,
would have had to fly around.
Yeah, not only that, but it might have been easier for them together just because it's a constant reminder, like, oh yeah, I've gotta stay on track.
With anyone else screaming though, like, why did Jen make that decision? Why wouldn't you send like a Felicia home? Because remember, she got to choose who went back. So I mean, I felt like as a trainer, she made the smart trainer decision because she wanted like him to be Lewis to be motivated.
It's kind of like no excuses,
that's,
right?
That's what I thought. I thought they wanted them to be motivated.
But strategic, you want to win. You want to win, and you don't want anyone from your team to go home. I was like, strategically, that's just a bad. That's a bad move.
Yeah, one thing I've noticed about Jen this season, again, this is only her second season, and I don't think she's really hip to the strategic rules of playing this Big Loser game. Mm-hmm. If it was Dolvet, he never would have made this choice in the end.
He looks so excited. Did you see his face? He's like,
Dolvet
he's excited, but he's more calculated than Jen is.
Well, for me, it's just like, well, these are, I mean, someone's going to get the opportunity of a lifetime to be the Biggest Loser.
Yeah.
So don't ruin that for that person by, you know, picking the trainer's decision. It was a smart trainer's decision because, you know, it was going to help them, but it wasn't a very good competitive decision.
Yeah, so you want to see some competition.
But the question is, do you think that she was influenced in any way, shape, or form by the production?
Yeah, I think the producers were in her ear.
I mean, that makes sense.
Honestly, as a viewer, I liked watching it.
Yeah,
I
liked
seeing them interact with their family.
Yeah.
You know, just seeing their family light up, and especially their kids,
it was nice.
Again, every episode, it gets very emotional, and to see their wives and so proud of them, and already in 2 months, you can see the difference. They look like they're changing. You're seeing it in their face and their body, the way they move when they work out. You can see it in their confidence. Mm-hmm. They are just really transforming before our
as
eyes.
As long as the episodes are, you could actually see them from the beginning of the episode to the end of the episode.
Exactly.
Somebody had to say it.
Thank you for bringing that up. You guys,
it was the shrinking elephant in the room.
Watching, are you the only one noticing how long these episodes are?
Right.
Do you love the 2 hours? Because back in the day, McCall kind of reminded us it used to be kind of like one night, 1 hour, the next night, another hour. Now it's a full 2 hours. So are you a true Biggest Loser fan? Are you loving this 2 hours? Or do you want to see 1 hour?
Let us know. Tweet us.
Yes. Tweet us. Answer. Rate. Subscribe. And when you're on our iTunes, make sure you give us 5 stars because we love 5 stars. And let us know what you're thinking of this episode, the 2 hours, the, you know, people that got picked to go home for this challenge.
They definitely have enough content to fill the 2 hours. There's no doubt about
this
it. It's just always a surprise to me. I'm like, oh, there's more.
I've been watching the Fit to Fat show because my episode isn't on yet, so I like to see what the other episodes look like.
So Fallon went from fit to fat, for those of you that don't know. Yeah.
And if you are in a store this week, I am in In Touch magazine. So, but as I was watching Fit to Fat, it's only an hour, and I'm like, wait, I want more. So I'm like, what is it? Is maybe the 1 hour wouldn't be enough for Biggest Loser. But then I feel like the 2 hours is too long, so maybe they need to just do it like an hour and a half.
The first three episodes, they can do like 2 hours, and then it's then a band after, drop down to an hour and an episode.
Yeah, you're right.
But yeah, I love it either way.
Yeah, I think they're mirroring our workouts, because it used to be you go work out for an hour, but now isn't it 2 hours a day now that we're doing?
Well, it's really supposed to be three.
Is it three?
Really?
Let's check with Wes, the resident
expert.
Not at all.
An hour is a good.
Do you reckon, an hour, if somebody's going to go in there and do that? Now, if somebody wants to...
You honestly, for that kind of intensity that they're doing, in that gym, there's no way you could sustain that for more than a couple hours, especially at their fitness level. Your body can only go so hard, and then that's it. I mean, you either just hit a wall, or you pass out, or you just can't go as hard.
Well, so you're losing 16 pounds in a week, for example,
could keep going, but then at a certain point, your body's just fatigued, where you can't possibly push that hard anymore. So, I mean, they're probably, obviously in their settings going for that maximum. Mm-hmm. But, clearly someone at home, first of all, doesn't have the time to work out 3 or 4 hours a day.
Yeah.
But you're just not going to – either you can really kill it for that hour, or you can sort of kill it for half of the time. And then, for it's 2 hours, it's going to be half. So it's – you have to decide what kind of intensity you're training in.
You're shooting for.
And from what we saw, what did you think about the workout Bob put Luis and Roberto through when they went to Chicago?
They both said that it was the most difficult workout that they had done. And
I
like that Bob is like, remember, I'm not just the host. He's come back like, remember me? We haven't forgotten Bob. But no, I think he saw kind of where they were at and that they were challenging their students and really was able to push them to that next level. Because when you're with the client and they're finally ready for you to kill them.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're ready. Yeah. And I think both of them were just emotionally and physically, they both lost like over 70 pounds at that point. So I think they were both just ready to just take it up to that level. And he pretty much crushed them.
When you think of crushing somebody like that, for all of you as trainers, because I know you're currently trained. I trained a long time ago, but when you take somebody to that point where you're pushing them beyond what they feel that they're emotionally capable of, do you think, like in this show, that they're doing it as a significant emotional event that they're going to go home and they're going to remember for the rest of their life and go, boy, I'm capable of more? Or is it just a great practice to get into to continually push them beyond the previous limits like that?
Well, I would just say from observation, they're going to leave with that sense that they can do anything, but I think they're lucky in that they have it to look back on. It's a publicized thing. So not only do they know they can do it, they're going to see it all the time. So I think that helps a lot, that pushing through the plateaus.
Yeah, and if you don't think you're capable of something, this is a little bit later on, but when Jen was really pushing April to
get
that top speed on the treadmill, when you don't think you can do it, and then you do, even if it's really for like 15 seconds or whatever, you always remember that's your new high. That's your new level. That's your new weight. That's your new speed. Mm-hmm. So even if you're not able to, maintain that for very long, that's your new top level. So you've established that for yourself. It's definitely a take home.
Yeah. Mm. So of the two brothers, I want to ask all of you, who is your favorite?
I think Roberto for me was my favorite.
And why is that?
I'm just watching with his family and his kid and being able to run and play. And he had the heart tugging story for me this week, so that's why I was just like, Roberto.
Yeah. What about you, Chris?
One of them, if I heard this correctly, one of them had the highest percentage loss, and the other one had the highest weight loss, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they were the two leaders of the pack right there. So they took one of the two leaders out in this episode. I thought I was, quite frankly, I've been proud of all of them, and for me, I can't say that I had a favorite between the two. I think I just look at it and I go, man, all of these people are. I look at a guy like Rob because they showed afterwards in the recaps. They showed Rob. The guy looks incredible.
Yeah.
I would never have thought that. Felicia's looking great. I used the metaphor last week of like sculpting away everything that wasn't David with Michelangelo.
Love that. I tried to look up that quote and I couldn't find it.
Maybe I made it up and I keep
quoting
it.
I need to write it down.
Just take credit for it.
Tweet it, might as well. Yeah.
We have to give credit on Twitter.
Yes. Yeah. Tweet it and then I'll give it to you because I was trying to find it.
But I just think there's these beautiful people underneath. It's not to say that they weren't beautiful before. It's just that I think who they really are is what's underneath. And it's so much healthier for them and leaner, and they've got more spring in their step, and they've got.
And it's not even just what's under, like in the sense of getting the fat off what's underneath. It's their confidence. They come alive.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's almost as if that weight is suffocating them, you know, and they can't be who they truly are. So I just love that.
Totally agree. Yeah. I'm with you. So I'm a fan of all of them that are going the distance, and I'm really impressed.
What about you, Michael?
You know who I liked out of the two brothers? I loved Luis. And maybe I got this wrong, but I'm pretty sure it was Luis. Because when they went home to dig into their mom's cooking, the menudo, what is it called?
Pasole.
I'll let you guys say it. I can't say it, right?
What did you say before? You said paella. If it was paella, I would have dug in. I couldn't resist.
However you say it, it looks fantastic, right? But there was a point where they had the choice to dig into their mom's cooking or to go into the veggie platter. And one of them took their veggie, dipped it into the dressing.
Yeah.
I believe that was Roberto. And Luis said, nah.
No dressing.
I'm just going to eat the carrot by itself. And I was like, okay, that's my guy. He gets it. He's dedicated. Yeah. So for that reason, Luis is my favorite.
You know, I can't, I guess I'm on the same level as Chris. I like them both. They both have so much heart, so much personality. I just love that they are so like embedded into their culture, and I love their accents. They're such a joy to watch, and it's just been a pleasure to see them come this far as, you know, a viewer. And
I'm gonna kind of miss the duo, because I've almost not to lump them as the one person, but because they both have been so instrumental in leading their teams and whatever, it was kind of sad to see that break up. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, Roberto kind of flourish on his own next week. So
as, you know, Wes was saying, you know, he did get voted off on the kind of, I think it's
the second portion,
this show. So it's kind of sad that, but I'm happy at the same time. At least we got to see them go home and get to know them a little more before he gets sent home. Yeah. Kind of.
But what was with the weigh-in? He only lost, was it 1 pound?
One pound.
Yeah.
What the heck happened?
You know, I can't figure it out when you're putting
in. He lost 11 the week before.
Yeah. But, you know, I'll tell you this. When you have a high weight loss 1 week.
Yeah.
The next week, it's always lower.
But yeah, but again, are they factoring in muscle into this? Or are they factoring in some of the building? Because, you know, ostensibly, if you're building muscle and losing fat.
Well, they're doing both. They're doing the body fat percentage and the weight loss. But we see the 1 pound.
And the water weight and all the stuff that's involved. You don't. I guess you can't.
So I'm not surprised by 1 pound, you know. I don't think it's an indication that he wasn't working hard, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Really? Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to just say it. You guys are the experts. You guys are the trainers. Is it possible that he could have plateaued?
After losing so much for so long, he definitely could have plateaued.
Here's a question that came into my mind. You guys would probably be much more perceptive than me, but when I, and the reason I say that is because I'm going to be really honest. When it was 2 hours, I was like, oh, Quaria! And I was rushing to get it all in. I was like, I got to see the rest of this, and I didn't realize. But when he came back, he lost 1 pound. Do you think that going back home, having lost what he had already lost, that maybe he lost some of the motivation coming back in and said, you know what, I'd really just like to be home and eat the paella, menudo, whatever, you know, I'd like to be.
Yeah, there's so many, we don't know if they're sneaking food. We don't know if he woke up at midnight and went downstairs.
I've been telling the producers of this show, it's funny because when I went to the event last year that I met you at, I got to talk to some of the producers on the show, and I was telling them, listen, you need to put cameras in the refrigerator.
Yes. Yeah.
We want
to
see night vision.
See that. I would
we
love
want
to
see them go in
night vision
night.
Camera.
That is
That'd
a real challenge.
Yes.
That is even for me.
And don't tell
know?
Them in advance.
Exactly.
They need to put cameras in the car because everybody got their own car that week too.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. So
yeah, those
they
are already
been,
in there.
Who knows if they went to Dairy Queen?
Swinging by Carl's Jr.
We want receipts.
Look at their back seat.
We want proof. Okay, let's kind of go into the second half of this episode. Were you guys entertained? I'll be honest. I was starting to get a little bored. Am I the only one?
Yeah, well, the first episode wasn't like, for some reason, it didn't like, wasn't striking to me. So I wasn't going to the second episode just ready to go.
See,
you know?
He's still thinking of episodes. I think it's the first half and second half.
I really liked the first half.
Yeah,
because I thought
I liked it, but
I had no suspense. You know, I felt like I was always wondering who's going to go home next.
Yeah.
And after Rob went home, I wasn't really that, like, for some reason, I wasn't like, oh my God, who's it going to be?
Yeah. So let's talk about the team training.
Yeah.
Simultaneously.
Oh, well, both were going on. Well, that was a montage moment. I think it was just... I thought it was neat to see, because they were all doing things that they never would have dreamed they were capable of before, you know, and the push-ups. They had it all.
Oh, yeah.
All the presses. And the,
we saw a lot of different
things. That was cool.
Things,
that was cool.
I think it's amazing when you, and as a trainer, when you get a client in the beginning and you assess them and you push them and, you know, you'll ask them, how do you think you did? And they look so discouraged. They're like, oh, I did horrible, you know, and, you know, you try to tell them, listen, you're going to do amazing things. Just keep going. And they almost don't believe you. They're like, you know, like the look on their face is usually like, I don't know if I believe it. And then when you see them do workouts like this and we've been watching the show and they've come a long way, you're like, wow, like, I wonder if they really knew that that was in them, that they would really get to that point.
Well, yeah,
because you can say, oh, yeah, maybe I'll get there, but you don't really know for sure. So it's awesome to see them, like, really, I bet you some of them will become trainers after this experience.
I can see that. Yeah. I mean, well, Roberto and Luis were in the health industry,
coaches,
so that's why they especially felt, they said they felt a little hypocritical even just for not, you know, kind of walking the walk and rather than just talking the talk. But I don't think a lot of people do think that they're capable of it. And I actually think that's what's really holding them back, is they just don't believe that they could achieve these things. Even if it's just like getting up off the couch and playing with your kid for a while, they're like, oh, I'll just be so tired, or oh, I won't. Whatever excuse you can come up with is usually your biggest obstacle. So we're starting to see that a turnkey in some of the contestants as it changes.
Yeah,
see it in their way, their drive, their eyes, like their way that they're pushing themselves a little harder. And I think the big test was maybe in the second part of the episode where they did let them all, they're like, here are keys to these cars. We're going to set you free, or we're going to give you this option of either wine tasting or this.
And some of them did show up. Just for, you know,
California wine.
Yeah, exactly.
The cars.
They had to incorporate that product.
Exactly.
Like pull in on the logo.
Yeah. Exactly. I get it. You got to pay the bills, biggest loser.
You
got
to look at it. But to your point, Wes, when you say that, you know, their whole sense of identity, and I think that's where the psychology and the whole mental side of the game comes in. If they think, I'm a lazy person, I'm fat, I'm overweight, this is what I've always been, this is what I'll always be, that's one attitude. But they're not thinking when they come into the show, I'm an athlete.
Right. No.
And by mid-show now, they're thinking, I'm an athlete, I'm a warrior, I'm a, you know, I'm going to get out there and I'm going to make this thing happen. And they've heard it so much from their trainers that they start to shift.
See, though, is not necessarily even that. That's one side of it, for sure. But another side of it is, well, who's it, Colby, that went to get the wine tasting as well?
Yeah.
He was like, oh, well, I deserve this. I've been working so hard. And that, I think, is more...
Says
well,
a lot.
It's just as bad, I guess, but... When you get into that, like, well, I deserve ice cream. Well, I deserve a brownie. Well, I worked hard today. Well, I was good today. Like, suddenly you're rewarding yourself for everything.
Yeah.
And that just,
and what I try to train when I'm training my clients, what I try to train them to think not I deserve this is I tell them, tell yourself that's always going to be there. That's not going to go away.
Yeah.
Because when they have that in mind, then they feel like, oh, okay, I can have wine when I lose the weight. I can have, it's always going to be there, you know? So it's like, he needs to be, Colby, I love his personality. I really, really do, and his accent.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's one you got to kind of watch, you know?
Yeah,
he
you
might
rein him in a little
and
bit.
And you can't tell what game, he's a gamesman too. You can't quite tell what he's playing, but I got to share with you something, because this came to me in the mail yesterday. Have you seen these?
Check
no.
you out.
Oh my God.
Fitbit?
This is aversion therapy, and I just wanted to see what would happen. So, like, when you think of the ice cream, you're supposed to, for 5 minutes a day, start to eat the ice cream, and then you push it.
Oh, my God. Shocked you.
I heard about that.
Did you just get shocked?
Okay, I want you to try it on.
I'm not trying.
Oh, come on. No one's going to do it?
Thank you.
Do you want to try it?
I know I'm the newbie and everything, but...
Do you want to try the call? We're putting it on the call because she's new.
Yeah, she's new. Yeah, she's going to appreciate
her. You got to put it on nice.
Yeah.
I wanted to
help
see
me
what
out.
Would happen.
If you guys are going to electrocute me on
what
air, you got to help me out.
You train with Marky too, right?
What's that?
Marky Costello. You know Marky.
Yes.
She's a dear friend of mine. I put it on her yesterday. And I just thought it, because she was smoking, and I'm like, okay, gosh, put this on when you're thinking of smoking, push this, and she's like, ah, yeah.
Wow. Chris, what's the name of this brand?
You know, I'll have to look it up. I'll let you know next episode.
I've allowed heard
to,
of this.
Is this allowed to be
so think of something, think ice cream and push it.
Yeah, I heard of this.
Yo, tell my mom I love her.
No, that's good. You got to think of something you don't want to do.
Okay. I'm thinking of a large pizza.
That's it. That's it. Now push it.
All right. Oh, why would you pay for that?
Oh, my goodness. That's
isn't that
crazy.
Fantastic? Oh.
I need to go to the restroom.
The thing is that you could smack yourself.
I'll figure out another way.
You just put like a rubber band or something.
Actually, I don't need
this. This is what I'm going to give to my clients.
I don't need
I'm going to tell them that this is a heart rate monitor and not tell them. And if they like give up, I'm going to like.
New
it'd be great if it had a
control.
Remote.
Yeah, that was
oh,
it.
Is, it a remote remote? Like,
is this regulated?
I saw it. It was in a Facebook ad.
Hey, you guys, Chris is in the hospital. He shocked himself too many times last week. Please send him well wishes.
The cravings were too overwhelming.
Isn't it cool?
Funny.
So, but speaking of, you know, aversion type stuff, and going for things that you don't want or you shouldn't and that type of thing. When you think of Felicia had immunity. Mm-hmm. She won immunity, and she had this big opportunity, and they were going to go out, and they were going to let loose a little bit, but she wanted to take it a little bit further. She was going to do shots. She was going to party. She was going to... What do you think, Beck, and I'm going to go back to your point, Wes, about the overall mentality or psychology of somebody that is so quick to take that opportunity to go to the dark side, for lack of a better way of saying it.
As soon as you have the immunity, or as soon as you get the choice.
Then it could be as soon as you're back home. No, it could be as soon as you're...
We wouldn't get to go wine tasting normally, so we might as well leap at the opportunity. You know, that's... You're not here on vacation. You're here to win a prize.
But is that going to be a secret? I mean, is that going to hurt her for her long-term change?
I think she has herself said that being at home is definitely going to be a challenge for her to make the right choices, so... It's already just showing where her path is kind of headed, I think. And it is, you know, it is easy to indulge. That's the whole theme of this season is how easy that is.
Wait, next season they should get them these wristbands.
Yes, they should. One thing, and I think, Shaka, you had brought this up. Didn't Felicia do a Pamper Day last episode? Mm-hmm. And she actually did well afterwards. Yeah. So maybe for her, maybe pampering herself and then getting back to hard work. Yeah, some people need that. They need to play hard, work hard.
Because in the beginning with Dovette, when they were really going head-to-head, he was trying to be really, really hard on her, and that she just did not respond to that, and it actually shut her down.
Yeah.
I mean, he had to like I don't see why he had to apologize, but he did.
You were with the boys. You were the boys. Yeah. We said the same thing.
But that actually it probably was a step he needed to take. Yeah. He needed to show her like, okay, compassion I'm willing to break myself down to she just was not.
He was pushing her again though in this episode. Did you see that?
Yeah, and I think the idea though that of the rewarding themselves, I think is actually kind of valid now because they've been there for 2 months.
They really
have been working just 60 days.
They need a break.
Those breaks are always there.
When Jackie said, I want a little bit of balance, you know.
Yeah.
To me, after 60 days, I get it now. You know? And that was like the first 10 days in, I'd say, what's going on?
Sure.
But but this was an exciting episode because now they're on their own.
Mm.
And so going forward, I'm wondering what that's going to look like because I think I liked a lot of the players based on their dynamic with each other.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so now it's going to be different to see them kind of like every man for himself.
Yeah, it's going to be different. It's so different when you're in a team environment and now, I mean, you're still kind of a team, but you don't have your partner.
Yeah.
So it is going to be different. And it's going to be nice to get to know them individually.
Exactly.
You know, on a different level, so I'm kind of.
They pointed that out with Lauren and Lauren's and Vicky leaving last week.
And
yeah,
Lauren was killing it this week when she
did
cleaning snatches and she was going crazy.
Yeah,
didn't know what to expect because she was so sad that her mom had gone and but she did really well.
Who do you think is the most athletic on the show thus far?
Athletic, I mean.
Jeez.
I thought Roberto and Luis are pretty athletic.
Yeah.
I mean, they're both very strong, and they both have that competitive nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the competitions, you know, sometimes maybe they were exhausted and fell over, but it seemed like they were more physically capable than some of the other contestants. Yeah.
Funny enough, I think Lauren was
Lauren did great.
Yeah. I was just like, oh, wow.
And Jen was calling notice to that too. She's like, dude, you're strong.
And she's doing the moves really well, and she's going after them, and just kind of watching her in isolation as she was working out. Mm-hmm. I thought to myself, she looks like she's got the goods there. So.
Yeah. All right. So we are almost out of time. Let's wrap this episode up. Let's talk about the final, I guess, weigh-in. What did you guys think? Did you have any predictions that, you know, a certain person would get voted off, and then surprise, it was Louis?
Well, no one thought he was going to go home.
Yeah. No
way. Exactly.
One pound?
I'm glad until I saw that number.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But they spent two episodes just like building them up. Those montages. There's like, there's no way those guys are going home until the end. So.
Yeah. They set you up.
Yeah. Totally. That's like that killing off a major character in Arrow or something.
I know.
That's like, how could you do that?
This was the week of some like pretty decent sized losses. Like, you know, we had Colby with -7, Jackie with -6, Steven with -7. So we had some big losses at a stage where you might expect to see a plateau, but it looks like these guys have all dialed back in. And
Jackie's push. She's very, very steady. Did you see something in her countenance this week that looked like a little bit of, she didn't seem as happy, didn't seem as...
Well, I was shocked that Jackie lost 6 pounds because she took the very first opportunity to go wine tasting earlier, so... You know, for me to see her lose 6 pounds was a shock for me.
Kind of a surprise.
Maybe she saved her calories. That's what I do.
Yeah. Maybe it was organic wine.
I just don't eat all day. The heavier wine.
Well, exactly. That's how you
count backwards from the wine.
Exactly.
Okay, here's 150. All right.
And that's the thing. We don't always see what they do.
I did not promote that. Do not try that at home.
Never.
If it's organic wine, it's okay.
Yeah, right.
It's organic.
But we don't always see what they do. And I think for me, personally, if I cheat, I actually work out way harder. So that guilt just makes me go, you know what? So sometimes it's not even worth the cheat because I know what I'm going to put myself through afterwards.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
I have to ask you guys, just because you brought it up, do you guys have a cheat day?
Yeah.
No.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Cheat day, cheat meal?
Not
a cheat meal, but if I consistently worked out 5 days a week, I ate clean, you know, I'm going to put my... I love to cook. Like, for Christmas, I asked and got a deep fryer at home.
Ooh,
like,
Lord.
I was like,
oh. Lord.
We were praying for you.
So, I work out to cook, to eat good.
I say that all the time. I work out so I can eat more.
And I tell people all the time, if I wasn't a trainer, I'd be big.
And those things are always there. So, unless you can learn to integrate it into your diet, you know if maybe you like a glass of wine at night. You know if maybe you like a little dessert. Like, where is that? That balance.
But no cheat day.
Rather than eating like a whole bag.
Shaka's like, I eat this kale every day.
That works for some people. Because once you're on point,
I want to hear what this man says. He's got lean. This guy's ripped.
No, for me, it's not about cheating. Because if I'm saying I'm cheating, then I'm acknowledging that like it's something I shouldn't be doing.
I don't
look
at
cheating.
You don't want to look at negative.
I just have a balance. Like I know what I want. I know what's healthy for me. I'm going to have something bad. Like, for instance, I'm going to have chocolate, I'm going to eat some fruit first. If I still want the chocolate, I'm going to have the chocolate.
Yeah.
Things like that. It's not a cheat to me. It's just a craving that I satisfied. And so I just view it as part of a balance. I think Jackie looks like she got to that place of maybe she's finding her own balance. Mm-hmm. How can she live and be happy but also lose weight and be fit? So
nice.
I see what you did there. I'm going to start doing that.
I'm not cheating. I'm balancing. I'm not cheating. It's all balance.
Because the minute you get in the cheat game, you start looking for things to cheat with.
What am I doing wrong?
All right, let's talk about predictions. It's something that we do at the end of every episode.
I think there's cool music coming.
Music and lights.
If there wasn't, I'd say.
All right, you are our special guest, Wes. So what is your predictions for next week's episode?
Oh, gosh. Well, I've always been kind of on Team Felicia since the beginning.
I
kind of hope she wins, but if she doesn't, that's going to be my first tweet. Like, Felicia.
You know, Felicia.
I'm definitely on, like, I'm on her team.
Yeah, I like Felicia.
Even though, like I said, in the beginning, when she didn't respond very well, there's this whole, like, breakdown. I was like, shh, grow up. But she was vulnerable enough to have that moment. So I've always liked her. So I definitely could see her... her struggle because she's really still struggling. She needs to be at the ranch. She really needs that. Mm-hmm. So I definitely could see her kind of struggling next week a little bit to figure out where she can kind of go.
Got it. All right.
I think Roberto is going to struggle next week with Luis going home. Mm-hmm. I mean, without his guy to keep him motivated, mm-hmm. he's going to struggle.
Yeah. Saka?
Yeah, I think we're going to see Felicia go home next week. And I'm picking to win this whole thing, Jackie.
Nice. Yeah. See, Jackie's been my favorite to win, too. I'd love to see Felicia turn it around, because I think if she doesn't make a psychological shift,
that's what it is for her.
That she's gonna that she'll just fall back. And Jackie's got so much potential mm-hmm. that I'd love to see her fall in love with working out and keep herself in shape.
And she's still got her husband there, so she still
yeah,
has
she's
that
one of the few with, yeah. still has support. And I remember mm-hmm. when she was doing that thing for her kids because she wanted to. Her, like, to get the letters, her determination yeah. was on another level. So
I think you guys are on to something. We also end every episode with a quick fit tip. So if you don't have one, think of one. We will start with Chris.
Oh, great. You always throw it my
so
way.
So give us where we can find you online and your fit tip.
You can find me online one more time at Chris Howard Live. That's at Twitter. Or you can go to legendarylivingdaily.com. I've got lots of tips there. Mm-hmm. And legendarylivingtv.com for YouTube. And my quick fit tip is going to be to be aware of your, if you're going to be getting yourself in shape, you're like an Olympic athlete. You do get to take care of yourself. So if it's a spa day that makes everything work for you, do it. Yeah. You know, if it's, you know, finding some activity that you love and you fall in love with that so much so that you lose yourself in it and you just happen to accidentally get thin, fantastic. Make sure you're taking care of yourself on all those surroundings, and I think you're going to do amazing. Mm-hmm.
You can find me at Shaka Strong on Twitter and Instagram. My fit tip would be kind of what I mentioned before, is when it comes to food and changes you make with food, make it a sustainable change. Nothing you're going to do for a couple of days and have a cheat, or nothing you're going to do for a couple of weeks. What can you do and maintain for the rest of your life that's going to be healthy for you?
Nice.
All right, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SoMcCallHall. And my fit tip relates to basketball, because I love to play basketball. Mm-hmm. When you're out there playing, when you end your session doing one-on-one or whatever, shoot 10 free throws at the end, because that's when you're the most tired. And that's when you really focus mm-hmm. on your free throws. So that's my fit tip.
Nice.
Shoot the free throws at the end.
What do you got?
You can find me at Westifer on Twitter. You can also sign up for my free newsletter on my website, westferguson.com. I also have a book out on Amazon called Better by 30, A New You in 30 Days.
It's nice.
A month-long plan to basically recognize what your goals are and how to reach them.
Cool.
So my fit tip would, of course, be
buy the book.
Buy the book.
And you guys can find me on A&E's new TV show, Fits Fat to Fit, every Tuesday night at 10, 9 Central. I guess my fit tip would be do Meatless Mondays. I recently bought Russell Simmons' book, The Happy Vegan. Shaka got me all veganism thinking about it. So I guess maybe one day challenge yourself to do something that you wouldn't normally do. And for me, that's Meatless Mondays. So we're so thankful for you coming and stopping by. We'll be inviting you back. We'll bother you to come back. And thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely.
And shocking yourself. Thank you guys so much for coming back and watching, and we will see you guys next week, same time, same place. See ya.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.